This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This next couple of weeks are pretty much it for the school year in most parts of the country. And so comes the end of our series about Euler School out in Cincinnati. Our education correspondent Amy Scott has been roaming the halls at Euler since last September because they're doing public education differently there. Euler is more than just a school. It's a neighborhood health clinic and vision center. It's got mental health counselors and college advisors and hundreds of volunteer mentors as well. All of it aimed at breaking the cycle of poverty in the neighborhood and building a culture where high school graduation means something. And that gets us to the moment they've been working toward all year out at Euler. Here's Amy.
It's just a few hours till graduation, and Principal Craig Hockenberry steps out for one of his last walks around the neighborhood before the school year ends.
What's up, Nate?
He shakes hands with the postman making his rounds.
Graduation tonight.
Okey-dokey.
Big party. Big party on State Street.
The neighborhood is looking good. Crews of volunteers have been clearing out trash and old tires. Hockenberry spots a row of brick houses being painted.
We need every house done like this.
Along the way, neighbors and former students try to score tickets to the ceremony.
Stop over, man. I'll get you in if you want to watch it.
Euler is gearing up for a crowd. This is only the fourth official class to graduate from the high school. Before Euler added the upper grades and all the community services, very few kids from the neighborhood got diplomas. Jamie Lugan is the school's resource coordinator.
People come, whether they have kids here or not, just to sit and watch because high school graduation was not a part of the culture down here. And they just come to see, like, the success of the kids of the neighborhood.
Hockenberry says graduation can get rowdy.
It makes me feel a little uncomfortable because I always think of these as very solemn, but I also got to remember that this is more than just the child graduating. This is the day that eluded their mothers, their fathers, their grandparents, and everybody else. So have fun, Lower Price Hill.
And Lower Price Hill does not disappoint. At 5 o'clock, the seniors file into Euler's stately Art Deco auditorium. The young men in black caps and gowns, the women in silver. A mom crouches in front to snap pictures. Principal Hockenberry takes the podium.
It is my pleasure and my honor to welcome you all to Euler School, the pride of Cincinnati Public.
The pride of Cincinnati Public. It's how he answers the phone, signs his emails. It's all part of Hockenberry's campaign to turn things around at Euler, the reality and the perception.
There was a lot of lack of pride in this community, in this neighborhood. And I personally believe if you say something enough, that you slowly start to believe it.
As students have made steady progress on test scores, he says people don't laugh anymore, but he knows Euler has a long way to go. It's ranked in the bottom 5% of schools in the state, partly because its official graduation rate, the percentage of kids who start in ninth grade and finish in 4 years, is so low, less than 36% last year. But of those who make it to senior year, the majority cross the finish line, 41 students this year. One by one, they walk across the stage to collect their diplomas. In a back corner, the Gribbins family erupts. Raven's father, grandfather, and grandmother all went to Euler. None of them finished school. A week before graduation, Raven was accepted at Penn State's Greater Allegheny campus. She wants to study math and education. There's still the very real question of how to pay for it. Even after grants and government loans, she still needs to come up with $11,000 for next year, which probably means more debt. She sees it as the price of a better life.
If you don't have a college degree, you're always living paycheck to paycheck, struggling. And then you always end up doing something you don't want to do. So when you go get your degree, then you can do what you like to do.
Most of Raven's classmates plan to attend at least some college. A few are headed for apprenticeships or trade school. About a third will go straight into the workforce. But a lot can happen over the summer. Just before the ceremony, Hockenberry ran into one of his most promising seniors from last year. College didn't work out.
I see kids that graduated from Euler that just, they didn't make it. So now, instead of being a dropout, they're walking the streets and doing drugs with a diploma. And we don't want that to happen. We got a million success stories, but, you know, we don't want to lose anybody.
After the ceremony, everyone pours out onto Hatmaker Street. A few families fire up some barbecues for a cookout in the parking lot. The celebration is tinged with sadness. The night before, an Oiler parent with kids in preschool and kindergarten was shot and killed in front of his house. Hockenberry says there's less violent crime in the neighborhood since the school reopened this year after a renovation, but it's never far away.
So even though, you know, we make a lot of progress here, we take steps back often, and that's the challenge here in the inner city. So
he'll be back next year to take up the challenge again. A few months ago, his job was on the line because of a budget gap. The district renewed his contract with a pay cut. He's already cooking up plans for next year, a dental clinic inside the school and a barber shop. And as we talk for the last time this school year, another idea takes shape.
It's almost like we need an office of post-secondary, you know what I mean? Like, to follow the kids, especially now that we're in the hundreds, you know?
Kids who, a decade ago, may never have finished high school. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.